Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Morning to you. Welcome along. It's Thursday's Beat Breakfast. What are we? March 7th. 10 days to St. Patrick's Day. How are we?
Oh, Big Gara. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. And now I can finally say it because I've been banging on about it all week and giving out about it.
One.
It is officially today, World Book Day.
Yay!
So, happy World Book Day, one and all. And yeah. Can I just give a shout out to all of the frantic parents that I met in Tesco in Wexford last night who, like me, were lastminute.com, didn't have a cost. Like, honestly, there was one dad that I know from Eve School. And he was red in the face.
Yeah.
Pressure.
I saw parents like 2 days ago and they were fighting over Harry Potter outfits in there.
No.
Yeah. So I knew it was stressful.
Such a big deal when I was growing up.
No, it's a kind of new
costume thing. Mm. Yeah. It really is.
And the whole idea of it is that you have to bring the book with you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
That it's not just like, oh, you're coming in with your costume.
So what would you dress up as now if based on your
What did you come as?
I came as like a trendy kind of 80s gym girl, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Julian from The Famous Five.
Oh yeah, I don't know what I'm. Oh, I'm from Sweet Valley High.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Jughead with my denim jacket.
Yeah. Very
okay.
good.
Yeah. Happy World Book Day too.
Yeah. If you're getting dressed up today, you can let us know. You send us pictures and all that. Right on the way this morning. Well, oh my God, Sho had a dramatic day yesterday. Oh, did she have a dramatic day
a
yesterday?
Stinker.
A stinker. And we're going to hear about that this morning. Got another round of Beat the Bomb. Final dilemma of the week. And we're talking your cars, your beloved cars, next after some Rima and Selena Gomez to kick us off.
I just want to do karaoke.
I just don't understand how you get to your stage in life without having ever been in a karaoke bar.
Well, I just, there's none in Wexford. And like, yeah, I know I lived in Dublin and Cork. I just...
holidays. I did it and played Lingley's. I sang Backstreet Boys Larger Than Life.
No, but I've been at karaoke. I've just
never sung.
It's the guts to get up on stage and know that I have not a note in my head, but like not care and just be able to do it. So that's mine.
Okay.
I am, like, I think this year is the year. Well, you said there's somewhere here that, like in Waterford, that does it.
I don't know. Actually.
Yeah, you said that you did.
Okay. Okay. Well, mine is quite simple.
Okay.
And I've made this clear over the last couple of summers, and I think it just has to happen this year. All I want in life, in terms of my bucket list, is I want to go on a pedalo with a slide down the back of it in the seaside.
I have no sympathy for you. I have no sympathy. We happen to be holidaying on the same island of Ibiza. In August of last year, right? Niall's on one side, party side, woo. I'm on the other side where the families are hanging out with our pedalos and our slides on the back. And did I or did I not say, come over to this side and you were
I
too
know.
Busy? You were
too busy. My diary was too full.
Yeah,
I was hanging out with Joel Curry.
You'd rather go with Joel Curry than go
I
on a pedalo.
I did spot them on my beach, but they were locked away. I was so close. They were locked away, and I don't know if you had to be staying in that resort to use them, you know, that kind of way.
Oh, maybe. But that is very doable.
Yeah, well, that's all I want.
Okay, well.
All I want, a pedalo in the sea with a slide down the back of it. That's
it's
my goal.
It's so much fun, but actually pedalos are really tough to ride. Like the
I have other people doing that for me. I'm just sliding. Okay, so we want to ask you that question this morning. What is a weird or unexpected item on your bucket list? It can be like ours, quite simple. It can be having a bath of beans. I kind of like that too.
What?
Just a thing I've always had in my head. What is it? We might do a travel mug for the best one this morning. Weirdest, most unusual, quirky bucket list item. 085 102 9103. Morning to you. It is Wednesday's Beat Breakfast. It's Niall and Show. Killian with you.
Good morning to you.
Hey,
Kill. How are you?
So what's your quirky thing then that you would like to do on your bucket list?
Yeah. You know, so when my friends come around, we're always playing Formula One on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
The screen, you have to do split screen when they're in person. So it's always too small. So I'd love to rent out a cinema to play Formula One on the screen.
That's interesting.
Split screen. Have all the lads around.
I'm not coming.
Takeaway.
I don't want to watch you playing games.
is that not quite attainable as well? Like, that's possible, yeah?
Well.
I don't know. Renting out a cinema it can be done, but you need a few bob, I'd imagine.
I would say definitely bucket list to play it on the big, big screen.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so that's what we're asking you. And not the obvious stuff, the tattoos, the destinations, the hot air balloons. What is the quirky or weird kind of thing that you would like to do on your bucket list? And well, John has taken us back this morning.
I'm hoping that he is. WhatsApp is looking funny. Please don't do this to me again.
John, are you there?
John, are you there?
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Fair play.
Thank you.
How are you this morning?
Hi guys, how are you?
All good?
Good. How are you? Good.
Where are you?
Just on my way into work there.
Okay.
All
right.
Kilkenny, very good. Now, you have taken us back a little bit because you like a little bit of danger in your life, do you?
not really danger, like, but I know this is dangerous.
Yeah.
And people have died and stuff like that, like, you know, but it just be the whole adrenaline rush of it.
Okay,
you know,
from
watching the movie.
What exactly is it that you want to do?
Top of my bucket list would be to go to the States during Twister season and see a real big Twister and do a bit of storm chasing and do all that. Like, but to have a shelter, you know, one of those shelters where you can actually see through the kind of lid where you can, when the Twister goes over.
Yeah.
Just the whole buzz of that would be brilliant.
You want to see a Twister in the flesh, Sean, up close and personal. Cows flying in the air. That's what you want.
Genuinely so excited for you. Like, I mean, how long has this been in your head?
Since you saw the movie Twister in 1996.
Exactly, exactly. I actually have DVDs of storm chasing and stuff like that, like, and I'm always watching it on TV.
It's quite an adrenaline rush, those guys who are out in their vans
chasing. Don't get me wrong now, like I'm not really into the weather, like, in general, like, you know, but just the whole, just the whole, I don't know, I just think I get a buzz off the whole adrenaline rush of the Twister thing, like, you know.
Bang, bang.
Bang, cows flying. Whoa. Cows in the air. Moo, flying.
Cows in the air.
Cows in the air. Look, I wish that we were the kind of show that could make your dream a reality.
Isn't surprise, surprise.
It's not. Unfortunately, all you got to do is tell us about it on Beat Breakfast. But what I will do is not cows flying now, but it is a Beat Breakfast travel mug, alright?
But if you stir the tea really quickly, it looks like a Twister in the cup, alright?
Okay, cool. Thanks, Niall.
Get a whisk into your cup.
Have a great day, John. Bye. Lovely to chat to you. Now, you mentioned your karaoke. It's all you want to do in live show. Well, thankfully, people are jumping in.
Get up!
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Dua Lipa, it's Houdini at Beat 102-103. Just coming up on 11 after 9, Thursday's Beat Breakfast. Right, Killian, what's going on? What do you need to help? Do you want your music yet? Your French music?
Yeah, go on.
Why are we in France?
It's no joke that I'm a single man in my 20s, which is tough and alone and sad. That's the majority why my showers, I lean my head up against
it. Puts his head against the wall.
No, but I've been getting out there, you know, on the dating apps, trying to see. So a few matches. And lately, I've just been kind of meeting up with whoever I match with. And it's nothing special. It's just, you know, do you want to come over to my house? I'll leave it at that.
Netflix and chill, you could say.
Netflix and chill, okay?
But do you feel like you should be, like, giving a suggestion as to, look, I'd like to take you here, I'd like to take you there?
I have done, but it just works out that everyone's busy and then sometimes, like, we're free and I'm like, sure, look, come over, I'll cook you food or whatever. And then, Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
So I'm chatting to a few people just, you know, on the swiping left and swiping right.
Yeah.
But I've never actually went on a first date. Ever. Because my first ever girlfriend, it was kind of like a school day. So you kind of, you know, you get to know each other in school. Yeah. So it's not that kind of first date. Mm. So I've never actually took a girl out on a first date.
Wow.
So I'm at an absolute loss.
I don't know.
Like, because everyone says coffee or go down to the pub like on a Saturday.
Coffee,
and I'm like,
pub,
is that just
cinema?
Is that so generic?
Yeah, but you can't reinvent the wheel. Like, you can't bring them to, like, a fairground or, you know.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, okay,
exactly.
There's
a fairground in Waterford for St. Patrick's Festival weekend.
It will be bombarded with, like, 5-year-olds. But yeah, I mean, I'm just...
So that's my issue. Yeah. I don't know.
The trap here show of the cliches.
I just want some inspo that may... Right, this is going to be a memorable first date with Killian Doyle.
Yeah.
Pow, 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 pow.
Oh, give it to me, give it to me. Well, to be honest, I was thinking about it when you said it last night, and my first date experience was only with Tom. He was the only person that I had a first date with, and it was in secret. Because we had both come out of kind of long term relationships, and we were both kind of keeping it on the QT. So I felt like he was taking me to the depths of Cork.
Okay.
To like this kind of country hotel and hiding me away. Like,
it was kind of exciting though, probably a little
bit.
Exciting.
But we went to this place, right? And this I'll always remember. It was 5-star hotel. I won't say what it was. And a portion of chips was $8.50. And
if
I was like,
spend $8.50 on chips on me, he's a good one.
Yeah. Now he gave out about it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
But he spent it. Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, so look, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a couple of quick ideas to start with.
Okay,
and then
thank
we're going to ask the question, right? So I just had a look online. I did a bit of research there during the news.
Okay.
Memorable first dates that stand out a little bit. So I've got 5 quick ones for you. Give me yay or nay on these. Number one, pub quiz. Right, bring her to a pub, Chris.
Yeah, but if you do that, you're going to have a group of people, and on a first date, you not want.
No,
so it's just you.
Just two. You pay for the table. Like, a lot of people.
I'll give it a 5 out of 10 because I'm very, you know, pop culture and too, like my interests, so that
I'm
might show
too
my
competitive. I said, whist, I know the answer to this one.
Yeah, you would turn a date off.
It wouldn't work
for me. Yeah, but I'd like share all my knowledge about Pokemon and stuff that like I like. Ooh, and then they're going
to
be like,
well, no, now we need to talk about that.
Okay. Okay, number two is hit the water and go kayaking. Now, we went kayaking and I think that could be a good
one. You know what? We had so much fun the day we went kayaking. We genuinely laughed and joked our way up the river. So yeah, that's not a bad
choice. Yeah. Okay, go. Number three, pick something on a farm. Are the strawberries out yet? Like you go picking and stuff.
I tell you now, hon, I'm from Wexford and I never picked a strawberry in my life.
You've never been to
I've never actually been to a strawberry farm. No.
That sounds like a complete bore to be honest.
So what are you doing? You're picking a few strawberries. Oh, you look lovely.
As
beautiful as the strawberry. No.
Okay,
no.
I can melt some chocolate on it. That's here. It. Okay. Would you like my strawberry?
Number four on the memorable list is
don't do that.
Do some yoga together. First dates can be stressful and a yoga session is a great way to help calm those jitters.
Oh, lads.
Surprisingly, I am very flexible. I can put my leg behind my head.
What's
for a big guy, I can, you know, put my leg everywhere.
You could quite impress her with your downward, what's called? The downward dog. Yeah, yeah, you could do that.
On a first date, that's pulling out the moves already. Shona.
That's not what you think. Yogi people, yogi. Come forward. Yeah, that's what they call them.
Yogi people.
I'm telling you, if there's any yogis out there this morning, isn't it called a downward dog? I'm pretty sure I've got that right.
Okay. And the fifth and final one from the memorable and unusual first dates, paint each other's nails. A fresh mani-pedi makes everyone feel like a new person.
I'm sorry. If a guy came to me and said, I want to paint your nails on a first date, I would say, have a great life.
Okay. Memorable though.
Yeah,
they would remember. Okay, we're going to pause there and we're going to ask you for your suggestions, thoughts, or maybe stories. What was your most memorable first date that sticks in your head now? It was a good way to break the ice with somebody. If you've anything for our Killian, 085 102 9103, and you can voice notice too. I'm still confused over this music. No, I want a baguette.
But explain how this French music has anything to do with you getting like an idea for
a first date. Like maybe that's why I haven't went on one. Isn't that what dates
this
are?
Is
like
the music he put on in the background.
like romantic French music, no?
Well, why don't you go through the streets of Waterford on a bike and you can wear a beret?
We call it Super Mario. No thanks.
Okay, so we're trying to come up with a memorable first date for Killian. Let's start. Anita, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. Now, you've got a load of really good suggestions. So take us through what you think.
Yeah, so mini golf, right? I went on a first date and we did mini golf before. Now, at first, I was kind of like, oh, God, mini golf. Like, I don't even know how to play mini golf. Like, I know it's not that hard, but I was like, oh, God. But it was actually really good fun and we had such a laugh. Because obviously, I didn't know what I was doing. Didn't even know how to hold a bloody stick or anything.
Okay.
But, like... You could laugh at each other.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a high skill level to kind of, you know, compare with golf or pitch and putt and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, I haven't done this, but I have had friends who went to an escape room for a first date, which could be a bit, you know, a bit wild, but like, you know, be a good way to get to know each other in a very stressful situation.
Show us a concerned face. What's your concern with an escape room show?
So Anita, we did an escape room last year, didn't we? That wasn't an escape room. What was that thing that we did with the
virtual VR?
Oh, sorry, that was VR. I was thinking of. No. I just embarrassed myself. I just think I'd make a fool of myself if I was doing an escape room and I'd give off the wrong impression.
I could get very frustrated in an escape room if we're not solving it, and I'd show not a nice side to me. You know, that's my worry.
Yeah, it could go either way. Yeah. I think like you could be very lucky with it, or it would kind of ruin everything.
Mm. And your last suggestion then?
An aquarium, because although I don't know like how many aquariums we have.
I think
Ireland,
the one in Bray is closing.
Oh, is it? I went to that a few years ago. It's sweet. You can look at the fish and chat to each other. And out of the mini golf and the, have any of these worked? Like, did you get past the first date mark? Is what I wanted to know.
Yes, with the mini golf.
Mini golf.
And then we eventually went to an aquarium. The escape room. Now we never did, but you know.
Okay. Okay, well, look, great suggestions, Anita.
You.
It's been lovely chatting. Thank you so much.
The
mini golf, crazy golf is a very popular suggestion, I have to say, coming in at the moment. Right, some of the other messages. Firstly, you've heard from a yogi. Anne-Marie was on. Morning show. I do Pilates and you're correct. The downward dog all the way, she says.
You see, this is you again and your idea about the massages. The downward dog is just the down... Like, it's posed. Like, look. Downward dog.
Yeah, it just sounds a little bit...
All I did was bend down for a second.
Yeah, that's the downward dog.
Anne-Marie was on to us. I went ziplining on a first date before. You're so nervous about the activity, you don't have time to be nervous about the person. And it was great fun. Well, we saw our winner of Cecil Leap Day have great fun last week. I've done it in Castle Comer. It's wild crack.
It's so much fun. It's like being, you really feel like a child again when you do a zip line.
Yeah. And it's fun getting into all the gear and all that kind of stuff. So I would recommend that one, I have to say. Also, another escape room suggestion from Michaela in Wexford. And she also says axe throwing. I would not go axe throwing with Shona Lyons.
I beg your pardon.
Where would the axe end up? Where would it? In my head.
I've never had the opportunity to throw one, so I think you're judging me without reason.
They do it in Waterford, so I can set it up for you if you want. Also, great suggestion from Stu. He says, Killian, there's a crowd in Feather that do a sunset kayak trip.
Aww.
It'll be sure to be a memorable first date, and even if they're seasick, you'll never forget it anyway.
Yeah, I am good. I have experience. I used to do it in the Barrow there back in the town.
Gorgeous,
oh,
doesn't
you
it?
Could show off.
Now, I capsized twice, but other than that, I'd be very good.
Who's the guy? Is he Dean's uncle or something that runs the barge on the canal?
Oh yeah, James.
Yeah,
I
thought it'd be a nice first date too,
yeah,
along
James
the barge.
James and Paddy, actually.
There you go.
Taking
now.
Out in a spin, even though I used to go out with your daughter for 3 years, but go on, take me on
the
date.
Any final suggestions? 085 102 9103. Not the first girl I'm ringing on the barge.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Down your cornflakes, put down your toast, put down whatever it is that you might be about to take a bite of, because this is vile. And this is your pick.
Literally.
Your pick.
Good use of words.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, so you want me to read it?
It was your pick.
You normally deliver the goss at 7:30 in the morning.
I'm sorry, when
you're the goss queen across the day here on Beat. But you don't want to touch this story because it's soccer.
No,
soccer. That's
okay,
what it is.
I'll tell you. You think losing 3-1 to City is disgusting enough, right? But one United player has left fans absolutely disgusted with his actions at the derby over the weekend. Hopefully, I'm saying this right. So, Alejandro Garnacho.
Yeah, well done.
Was caught picking his nose on the Man U bench after being subbed off during their defeat to Manchester City. Now, firstly, right, I've seen a lot of soccer in my life. I grew up in a soccer house. You know that when you are put on the bench, or even if you're on the bench and you haven't even come on the pitch, you know that there's a chance that there's a camera on
there's
you.
There's a lot
right?
of cameras
there's
in the
no,
stadium.
Like, this is not like new, you know.
Yeah, but
this,
it's a bit like the people in their cars who think their windows are can't be seen through.
You know what? I think I'd forgive the people in their cars this morning over this fella. Garnacho started at the Etihad Stadium coming off after Foden's second goal. He took his place on the bench after enjoying a difficult afternoon with Omari Fosun coming on to replace him.
You're doing well, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Cameras quickly found Garnacho sitting on the bench, although he was seen... I'm so sorry for ruining your crunchy nut cornflakes. He was seen picking his nose and eating what came out.
Oh no, that's the ultimate crime, isn't it?
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm
whatever
sorry.
About picking his nose and wiping it on the bench.
Like, I mean, you might see this as like, you know, a youth soccer on a Saturday afternoon in like Wexford, like North End or something.
If they were five.
But this is a 19-year-old man who should know better. And obviously viewers were left disgusted.
I love these quotes. Go on, give me the quotes.
By their actions. One fan tweeted, "Swear Garnacho just picked his nose and ate it. What an absolute..." Grot bag. Another added, "Catching Garnacho munching his boogers on the bench is disgusting work." A third, "Garnacho caught in 4K just picking his nose and eating it live on Sky Sports." You see, that's the thing. Like, I mean, there's just no forgiveness for this. There's no forgiving
sell him.
This.
Sell him.
I mean, like, was he remorseful? Did he come out afterwards and comment? As he, like...
I wonder when he realised, like, did a family member or somebody or a friend have to tell him afterwards when they got back to the dressing room, "You were caught doing that vile act live on TV"?
You know, like, I've said this before many times on the show, I do drive a lot and I've seen people, like, in their cars picking their nose. And when, like, I've rarely seen someone eating it. And this is just a new low for soccer, I feel, you know?
A new low for Man United Football Club.
What else can you say? Like, there's nothing you can say.
No. Will we leave it there?
Killian, have you got any comment? Like a parting comment?
I don't know. Yeah, it's disgusting, really.
You're picking your ear there as you say that.
I'm not picking my ear. I'm rubbing my ear.
Go on. Like, what did you think when you saw the footage?
I haven't seen the footage. I haven't looked at it. Disgusting. I couldn't.
I don't know why I watched it, actually. I questioned myself. Like, why?
But you knew.
I knew what was coming up and I just looked up Twitter and I looked it up.
It was there, was it? And in all its 4K
I knew
glory.
I just saw the tweets and then I just looked it up. I wanted to see it.
And is it like, as bad as?
Yeah, it's rotten. I don't know why I did it. It ruined my Sunday afternoon.
Anyway,
okay, here's Jonas Blue at Beat.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, we know that yesterday you told us that you were going to have your NCT yesterday afternoon.
Why do I overshare?
Do I need to hit this?
Oh, go for it.
The sad music.
Yeah. It was an afternoon that I didn't expect. I was heading to Enniscorthy Test Centre thinking that probably the polo would fail and that would be the worst of it.
That'd be the worst thing that could happen.
Do you know
today.
What? Yeah, if I was to anticipate yesterday, that's how I saw it going. I was going to fail. I was going to move on with my life. Mm. Pass her. Let her go. Nah, she wasn't playing ball.
She wasn't playing ball at all.
No.
And we, myself and Killian, got a lot of updates through the day, which we're going to share with you this morning. Mm. This was the story of Show's afternoon.
Hey, lads. Oh, I just wanted to let you know that I think the universe might be having a laugh at me because NCT is at 5:10 and it's now 4:11 and I'm pulled in at the side of the road because I have a flat tire. I'm just, no words. I'll come back to you. I'll let you know how this goes.
A few moments later.
Gets worse. So I rang the NCT centre and they said that if the tire is the same size, they can test it. If not, possibly not. Tom's on the way now, but I'm pretty sure it's a small donut one. So, yay! Help!
A few moments later.
I've got an update for you on the side of the road. I am no closer to my NCT. But the good news is, and we were talking about it on the show, real friendship is... Yay! Kathy's here! Can't change the tyre, but I'm here for company and moral support. Okay, I'll be back.
1 hour later.
This is your final update. NCT 1.
Thanks for listening.
You really rallied all the troops, didn't you? Tom, Cathy, they were all on site very quickly.
It just kind of fell together that way. Cathy happened to be driving back from Waterford. Mm. She stopped at the side of the road. I hadn't eaten all day. That was the other thing. So okay. I was hangry.
Yeah.
And you know what she gave me? All she had in her car was, you know, those biscuits that you get with a cup of coffee?
Oh, they're a little grim, aren't they?
That's how sad my day was yesterday.
Sadder was what? The noise of the passing cars.
Yeah.
The hazards. You could hear the indicators.
Can I just say, right. I know that I didn't stand out of the car, and I chatted to Aoife News about this morning, and to my shame and to Cathy's shame, we can't change a tyre, right? Mm. But nobody stopped. Like, I was just there on my own.
You need to look a bit more like a damsel in distress. Yes. On the side of the road, I think, for people to stop, you know.
Aoife said I needed to get out and just kind of look at my tyre and like feign. Oh my god.
Okay, so you didn't even fail the NCT. You couldn't even fail the NCT.
My polo wasn't even capable of a fail. Like, I was expecting a fail. It was so much worse than a fail. I was deflated, pardon the pun. It was just such an afternoon of unfortunate events.
Yeah, so. Well, look, actually, that's a good point, because I think a lot of people have been in a situation like this before where unforeseen events get in the way of something. And that's what I want to ask this morning, based on your story yesterday. What did you end up missing due to unforeseen events? Weddings, concerts, your own birthday party, the birth of a child, holidays, did you miss your flight? And those kind of unforeseen events can be a flat tire or a breakdown. They can also be sleeping in, like in Home Alone. We slept in! They can be getting lost, you know, or getting confused, getting the wrong day or time. What did you miss out on due to an unforeseen event? Maybe it was the NCT, maybe it was your birthday party or a gig or a holiday. Share your story, 0851029103. And if you can feel a bit better with your story, we might give you a Beat Breakfast travel mug. Yeah?
I would really appreciate that. I mean, I might even give out two if you've got good stories this morning. Come on.
What did you miss out on due to unforeseen events like sleeping in or the breakdown or whatever? 0851029103.
We woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Whoa. Right, let's start over here. Aoife, good morning. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
Good. Now, good. Right, talk to us. What did you miss and why?
I booked a holiday with my mother. We planned it for a good while. I think we planned a year in advance. Because I always wanted to go to Malta.
Yeah.
And
the dream.
It was it was week before we were supposed to fly. I realised that my passport is going to be out of date when we're over there.
Oh no.
Yeah, but I told my mom to go on without me. But we had everything pre-booked, you know, the whole experience of going underwater in the ocean and the whole thing. The boats, everything.
Oh no, my heart is actually breaking because that's my worst nightmare. Like forgetting the passport, losing the passport, or just realizing it's out of date. So did you go to the airport with her and wave her off? Like,
no, I didn't. I was heartbroken.
Oh, did she go on her own then?
She didn't want to go on her own, but I told her everything is after being paid. You cannot miss it. So she went on.
She was like Shirley Valentine heading off.
And how did she get on?
Oh, it was great. Well, it looked great from the pictures.
I wouldn't even have looked at the pictures, Eva. I wouldn't have been able.
That is so sad.
I know.
Oh God, you poor thing. Have you made it back to Malta? No.
No.
Okay.
It's on my list.
No.
Still on the list.
You'll get
traumatized
there.
After it.
Okay. You'll get there. Right, Eva, thanks for chatting to us.
Have a good morning. Bye.
Oh. Do you want another sad one while we're here?
Okay.
Anita was on. My man bought tickets for Garth Brooks, so myself and herself all dressed up went from Clonmel to Dublin. Cowboy hats, boots, the works. I shouldn't laugh.
No, don't laugh.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of them all dressed up and all, you know, singing. Like, I
friends,
got friends.
Hello, please.
Got it up there and the tickets were fake. We sat at the side of the road and ate burgers and chips.
Oh my God.
Stop kidding.
And everyone like walking past you, going into the gig, joys. Like ready to sing their hearts out.
I got back in the car, sang our little hearts out to Garth Brooks on our car stereo. Now, it was funny in some ways, lads. We still laugh about it. That's heartbreaking.
Do you know what? Fair play to you for laughing. Just the image of you sitting on the side of the road with the chips is one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
Lise was on. Please don't judge me, guys. As the chief bridesmaid, I missed the first dance because I was busy up in the hotel room. I was drinking a beer. Hashtag cheapskate. Hashtag bridezilla.
No, I'm sorry. I want to know right now, is that bride still your friend?
Yeah, was she? How upset was she, Lise? Fiona was on, heading to Salou. I insisted, it's gate 32. Gate 32, that's where we're going. We ran past our gate, missed the flight, and I remember banging on the window, begging them to wait. Kids crying.
Oh no!
We would have easily made our gate, but luckily they did put us on a flight 3 hours later, free of charge.
That was whoever you were flying with, fair play.
And let's hear one more, Declan, and it's another NCT issue here.
I don't like admitting this, but I missed the NCT one time because I'm too stupid to realise that they work at a 24-hour clock and not a 12-hour clock, and I got an NCT for 8:05. I said, great, I'll be home from work 8:05 in the evening. Went to 8:05 in the evening, and it was 8:05 that morning. Don't like admitting that.
I wouldn't either, Declan.
Do you know what? For admitting that this morning, like, that's fair dues. Travel mug is yours. You deserve it. Look, I can't change a tire. You can't tell the time.
Beat breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Look, I'll just play it and you see what you think of this.
Test of a true friendship isn't knowing who you would call when hits the fan when you're in crisis. It's who you would not be embarrassed tagging in a giveaway post. I have plenty of friends, but only a few that I would dare tag in a giveaway. That's true friendship.
Okay. Yeah, I think on one hand you could name the people, but we had this chat and Niall, I know, would disown me if I tagged him.
Would you even consider tagging me on a giveaway?
No, because I'm not an idiot.
Are you against them?
He thinks it's like the lowest of the low.
If you tag me on a giveaway post, look, I'll still talk to you in real life, but I will unfriend you on social media. Okay, I want to make
so
that
shallow.
Absolutely clear.
I don't do this, right? I don't do the like tagging thing, but Kathy tags me at least once
Kathy
a week.
Wex.
Yeah, but like it might mean that we get to go on a spa break somewhere. So I'm like, okay, thanks, hon. Yeah, I'll
what
take
if it's just a prize just for her, like a little bit of jewelry or something?
No, it's never just for. Okay. It's normally like
tag
you and your friends.
This.
Yeah. So that is the sign of true friendship because that means that I'm okay with it.
I think
that's how much I love her.
This is absolute rubbish. I think you will lose all your friends if you tag them all constantly in giveaway posts, but that's just me.
Yeah,
I'm just a grump. But it did get me thinking about about what real friendship is. And as I said, it's often the small little things like that, not so much the big things. Like, for example, I'll give you an example. Real friendship to me is that friend who calls you the morning after a night out to say that they're on their way and they're stopping in a deli. What do you want?
Oh, that's
that
beautiful.
Is real friendship to me. Yeah. Show.
I've got a list. Real friendship to me is being able to go into the same cubicle with your bestie. Real friendship is helping me out of my jumpsuit in that cubicle.
Yes.
It's a big job to get in and out of a jumpsuit, and it's the most degrading moment of your life when it comes down and you're sitting on the loo. Real friendship, buying me a coffee when I didn't ask for one, just arriving at my house.
Yes.
Not having to tidy the house before you arrive. That's the sign of
allowing
real friendship.
Allowing senior dirt. Yeah.
And finally, putting on my perkies.
Oh, I've done that for you.
That is real friendship.
Hey, I haven't done that.
Do you know what our perkies are?
They're like push-up things, no?
They're the sticky on when you can't
wear when you're wearing a
bra.
Dress and you can't
wear
a bra.
That's
lucky you, Niall.
Yeah, so that, I didn't take it as a
joy.
You
want to see what he was like putting them on going, that's real friendship.
The other one as well, it's an obvious one for a lot of younger people as well, is when you go to your friend's house and you automatically connect to the Wi-Fi.
Oh, you don't even have to put
that's
it
real
in.
Friendship. That's real friendship. Yeah. So we want you to finish that sentence for us this morning with your little fun suggestions. Those little things. Maybe you have a little thing with a friend that you do for each other, or a friend has helped you out of a hole before, or whatever it might be. Okay, let's go back to this.
Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours.
So she's trying to tell us that real friendship is tagging your friends in giveaway posts. I'm not buying it. Let me get through just a couple of the messages that are coming into us this morning. Where are we at?
This is wholesome, by the way.
It actually has turned out quite wholesome.
Oh my God, 2 weeks in a row you've got like really, really cringy and like all lovey-dovey.
What's happening, mate?
Are you okay?
Let's start with Kelly on this.
Real friendship is not seeing your best friend for weeks on end because you both have busy lifestyles. But when you do meet up, it's like you have never been apart for them for a week. And after talking to each other every day, and when you do catch up to have chats, texting and that, it's like we've always been spoken every single day, even though we haven't. Yeah. To me, that's real friendship. And not judging each other for not having the time to see each other and see each other every day.
A similar one. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, I just think you really value those friendships that you just pick up where you left off. Like nothing has changed.
Like my best mate I might only see twice a year, but it's grand. We just pick up like that. Lindsay was on to us as well from Waterford.
Real friendship is when you haven't had time to meet up because life has become somewhat busy. I think especially when we grow up and we start our families. But being able to ring that person or meet up and you're still as nuts as ever and nothing has ever changed.
And a nice text here as well, agreeing with you. Real friendship is absolutely the not cleaning the house when they're coming over, buying them tampons or condoms if they need them, and being able to make them their perfect cuppa without thinking.
I didn't think about the tea thing. That's very important.
You just know exactly how you like it, you know. Eva, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're not too bad, thanks.
We're good. We love your message. Tell us about your bestie.
Yes, so I just have to say she's the best. She's always been there for me. I only know her a couple of years, but we just clicked. I think we just have so much in common and we both have kids. We're always being just there for each other. Aww. And just over Christmas, I was in hospital. I had a gallbladder removed.
Okay.
And they found out this little lump in my breast. And I was worried for weeks and weeks and I didn't know what it was. They didn't tell me anything. And my bestie said straight away, she said, Eva, I don't care who's going with you, but I'm going.
Oh, don't go.
Yeah, but all went well, so there's nothing to worry about at all. But
that's great news. But yeah, no, just to have that person with you for the strength.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I sent in the picture. I don't know if you've seen it.
We got your picture.
Yeah, I just saw a tear welling in Sho's eye, and we definitely got it.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's just lovely that you found somebody. And it's also, I always think, like, when you're a little bit older, it's harder to make those real friendships. And when you do, you just kind of, hold on tight. Brilliant story.
It's gone.
Exactly. No matter what age you meet anybody, but just sometimes in your life you just meet somebody. Like, I only know her for a couple of years.
But she's a special one. Come here, Eva, just before you go, what's her name? Give her a shout out this morning.
Katie Duke.
Katie,
morning, Katie.
You're a legend. Okay. Eva, have a great day. Alright,
so
bye. Remember who your friends are. Anita, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
We're good, hon.
Now, you've got a little bit of a list here, but they're all spot on, I have to say, when it comes to real friendship. Talk to us.
So like it's someone who can tell you all the ugly truths, or who's there with all the ugly truths, like whether it's health issues, disastrous dates, stuff like that, and can just turn around and go, yeah, well, they won't feel sorry for you. They don't judge you.
Yeah.
They're just in that situation with you.
The thing about it is, with that, is because you know it's coming from the right place, that you can take a slagging, you can take harsh criticism because you know that they love you and there's nothing bitchy about what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no, it's you can joke about it, but also know when, like, oh, enough is enough.
Yes.
Like, you can't go that far. Do you know, they know you and you know them, like, and that's just it.
It's just
and
like
then there's also the.
It's an unspoken understanding. Like, it's that kind of idea that we know what level our friendship is at.
Yeah, like, no one else would be able to say them kind of things, and you're kind of looking at them going, the cheeky you. You know, but with that person, it wouldn't be. But and then there's the other side of that person that when you're dressed up and you think you're like a model ready for the red carpet, and they're like, yeah, I know where you're going with it, but no, it's not you. You know?
Talk to us about your aviator jacket, show.
Anita, I got an aviator jacket last year, and I thought I was gorgeous, you know, and wore it for the first time. And myself and Kathy went out one night and came back. She ended up staying in my house. We shared a bed, and I was lying in the bed. And the next one, I looked up, and she's got my aviator jacket on, and she's doing an airplane like motion around the room. She's like, "When are we flying?" And I'm like, "Okay, you don't like my jacket? Yeah, thanks for that, hon."
Listen, go on.
Just give me a quick one. I remember when I was younger, I went off and I had this idea in my head. I wanted a pink luminous jacket, pink luminous boots and black jeans, right?
Nice.
And I got them and I found these pink boots in the charity shop, but I bought them, okay? I went up, tried them on really fast, and my mother and sister were waiting out in the sitting room for me, came out, one of the boots fitted, the other boot didn't. So I'd have a boot hanging off. Now, bear in mind, I was in like puberty years, so I was like really chubby, and my mother was after cutting my hair up short. Oh my God, it was horrendous. And still to this day, my mother will cry anytime you say about the pink coat and the pink boots.
I love it.
Brings back memories. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Listen, have a great day, Mrs.
Thanks
Happy Wednesday.
Bye. I'll just read one more for now. Susan with Santwich says, a real friend is someone who's always there for you no matter what. I met a beautiful girl in secondary school in the 90s and we've been besties ever since. We can go years not seeing each other, but then pick up where we left off. Facebook's great now for keeping us in touch regularly. We only live 25 minutes away from each other, but life takes over every day. But no matter what, we're there for each other. And Susie says, Lindsay McGrath, we need to catch up soon.
Oh, Susie and Lindsay forever.
Okay, we have got a Goss update on the way, and we'll catch
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. With the Beat Breakfast crew, it's time for Beat the Bomb with Coppin' a House Farm in Tullow and Carlow. Loads going on there, from the farm shop to the coffee bar, cows and coffee, and the event tomorrow night from 6 p.m. Meet the female founders and giving it a go. Johnny and the crew, how are you? How's things?
Top of the morning to you. How are you getting on?
Well, lads.
Oh, morning.
Okay, who's with you, Johnny?
I have Mel and Demi.
Mel and Demi, morning.
We're regular listeners every morning, and we always enter this, so delighted to actually to take part.
Well, we know Demi well because Demi is a pro at the voice notes. Isn't that right, Demi?
Yeah.
Yes, we love your voice notes on a Friday.
Come here, guys. Are you involved in any World Book Day stuff today or some schools doing it tomorrow?
Yeah, Demi is, yeah. Off you go, Demi.
What are you dressed up as?
What are you dressed up as?
Matilda.
Oh,
and have you got the book as well?
Yeah.
Yes, brilliant. Oh, okay. You're going to have a great day in school. You're not going to do much work, are you?
I don't know, but we have Irish dancing to do.
Oh, brilliant.
I can Irish dance.
Can you?
I got the one of the only medals.
But you can't change a tyre.
No. Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, you got me there. Mel, I just feel like such an Aegis. Like, I really do. I'm not going to lie. But thanks for having my back. Johnny, let's see how we get on here.
God, I hope she's not tough on you with the questions now, Johnny.
Oh, that's all I say.
Yeah. All right, let's give it a lash, guys. We'll wish you the best of luck. Let's do it.
Beat the ball on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, guys, what celeb did Kim Kardashian marry in 2014?
Pass.
That's Kanye West. Westlife and Boyzone were managed by what former X Factor judge?
Louis Walsh.
Yes. Former Man United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is from what country?
Oh, Norway.
Yes. In the USA, what bird is traditionally eaten at Thanksgiving?
A pheasant.
Turkey. Yeah, we'll confer. What kind of food is sold at Krispy Kreme stores?
Donut.
Yes. If you were born on August 10th, what star sign of the zodiac would you be?
Leo.
Leo.
Leo is right. What is 25 times 5?
125.
Yes. What social media app has a feature called My AI?
Instagram.
No, it's Snapchat. Stone Cold Steve Austin is famous for what sport?
Wrestling.
Yes. In tech speak, what does OOTD stand for?
Outfit of the Day.
Yes. The Carlton Dance is famous for appearing in what 90s US sitcom?
Pass.
That's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Mo Salah plays for what Premier League team?
Liverpool.
Yes. Super Mario and Pokemon are franchises linked to what video game company?
Pokemon.
The company?
Pass.
That's Nintendo. How many letters are there in the word program?
Nine.
Is right. What is the Irish word for an apple?
Stone.
Is right. How many pounds are there in a stone?
14.
14 is the right answer on the bomb. I just don't know my birds.
No,
so.
Look, no. The deal there is you can have any kind of bird on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Some people have duck and some people have pheasant, but the one associated would be turkey.
Yeah, okay.
Now, it didn't really matter in the overall scheme of things. You guys got 11 points, which is a brilliant score.
Yes.
And actually, it was a great team effort. I think everyone gave something today. So well done to all three.
Good job, guys.
It's not as high as the lads yesterday, but you do get your daily prize. It's a 50 euro voucher for Coppin House Farm in Tullow and Carlow. You can use it in the shop, you can use it in the coffee bar, whatever you want. So well done all.
Thank you very much. Can I just put out a one shot, a shout out to Debbie to make sure that she has a great day. And she looks fantastic.
Brilliant.
Thank you to you guys, because you actually keep our morning going and you keep our day and you set us up for the week ahead.
Thank you, Johnny.
Then I want to make a one call out. We're actually at a work awards night last night with Daybreak. We had three stores in the final of the top 15 stores in the country. Not only did we come home with 5 awards, but we came away with the overall winner in Newhall in Nace. Was actually third year for 23-24.
That is brilliant. What a day, and congratulations.
So just a shout out to Top Oil, Daybreak, Mulgrave. Thank you so much.
Johnny won the Golden Chalice Priest Award in Father Ted with all the thank yous.
Johnny, you should be a politician. And can I say to you as well, just Mel, can I talk to Mel for a sec? Mel.
Yeah.
Mel, I'm thinking of putting like a group together to learn how to change a tire. So I was wondering, would you be my first kind of like teammate? How do you feel?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on board?
Yeah. On board.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it. Great.
All right. Listen, guys, have a great day.
100%.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
We'll see you again.
Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.